You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has been open for exactly 51 minutes, so it's time for the opening with Greg Davies, the head of wealth at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg.
Greg,
a nice day on the Dow Jones last night. We'll come to that in a moment, but as always, let's start with the Stock Exchange News Service. As I refresh my screen, what have you seen this morning?
Sort of a flattish market. Let's see. Quite an interesting one. We haven't had a chance to speak about it.
Yes.
Is this AO Technology Solutions?
Yes, indeed. And the headline is repudiation of allegations that AO is transferring funds offshore. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's one of those head scratches where why hasn't the JSE suspended? I mean, the offices of Sekhinjala, which is the holding company, were raided by the FSCA. I mean, I'm quite proud of them because generally I get some wimp on the phone asking me why I did something. But if they've sent people to kick down doors, that's what we really want from the FSCA. Grabbed a few laptops and ran out of there.
Like the Hawks, in other words.
Yeah, but also like you see in those movies overseas where the FBI walk in with those white gloves and tell everyone, step away from the screen. That kind of thing. But anyway.
I've been sacked like that before from jobs where people come in and with white gloves and tell me to step away from my screen and empty my drawers and off I went. But that's another story. Hulisani Limited, Greg, what is that? Yeah. HUL. Cautionary announcement.
I've never seen this, never heard of it. I wonder if it's ever traded. This last trade was at R3.11. There's somebody looking for 65 shares at R5.
Yes.
And a seller for 13,000 shares. That's R6.70. The last recorded price, as I said, was R3.11. It gives a market cap of $155 million.
And you don't know what it does?
Not a clue.
Let's move on to something that you do know about, and that's Mediclinic. Yeah. They've come out with a half-year trading update. It's a diversified private healthcare services group providing the following trading update for us ahead of the publication of the group's results for the half-year ended, which are coming out on October the 14th. And Dr. Ronnie van der Merwe, the group CEO, said the following: I'm encouraged by the first half performance of the group, with trading in line with expectations. At all three divisions, our core acute care business is being supplemented by our continued expansion across the continuum of care. It's had a tough time, hasn't it?
It has. So just as you were chatting there, I thought I'll just do a one-year share price chart quickly. So I've taken it back to August of last year when the share was trading around 97 Rand. And in fact, you can see around last year when it had results, it fell from around 87, fell as low as 69. That's where it's trading at the moment. Went a little low. It went down to 53. So funny enough, yesterday I did notice that it was stronger than you would have expected. So perhaps market anticipating a good update. The share price up 2.3%, trading at R69.52.
Very good. Okay, maybe some stabilization, maybe some value there. I don't know. But they just seem to have expanded a little bit too quickly overseas. But these things happen to South African companies. Anything else there? Yeah. Not really. If I refresh my screen, the last SENS announcement was at 8:58 this morning, which is a while ago. Anyway, let's have a look at other things now, the spot prices. Just run me through the States last night, because another good day.
Yes, I mean, as we were speaking about on the shadow last night, I think it more or less ended up there. 237 points up on the Dow, taking us back above the magical 27,000 number, over 300 points from all-time highs, and just going down to the futures, showing down about 62. So the way the market's playing out at the moment, it's all about, is there a deal between China and the U.S.? And obviously nobody can give us an answer on that. And is there a Brexit? And yes, those headlines get warmer and cooler. That's how the market's trading at the moment.
Yeah, the Brexit thing is absolutely fascinating, and it looks as though some deal will be done, but it'll be something cobbled together. And what I think will happen is they'll go back to the Theresa May deal that was debated so furiously in Parliament, and there'll just be a couple of little tweaks here and there, and Theresa May will be sitting there and saying, I told you so, you should have just accepted it in the first place.
Yes, I suppose the pressure of time, you should imagine, you're right, they must have had a framework of a deal already, because for developments to happen this quick, because in a week and a half ago, everyone's saying deal's a million miles away. And
yes,
now it looks like this. The market is the best barometer of these things. And the way the pound was trading, and obviously for us locally, the stocks which are listed there in London and so on, they were all a lot stronger yesterday. So market's got a sort of intuition with these things for sure.
Yes, indeed. Let's have a look at the spot prices and start with the currencies because the Rand has changed its figure from 14 to 15. It's exactly 15 against the US dollar. Against the British pound, the Rand is 19.06. Gosh, pound is very strong against the Rand. The euro dollar, sorry, the euro Rand is 16.56 and the euro dollar 110.40. If we go down to commodities, the gold price is up $3.50 to $14.85. The platinum price is down $2 to $8.83. And palladium, Greg?
Yeah, palladium trading, it's close to yesterday's high, 17.39. So I think it needs to break 17.40 for all-time highs.
Very good. And the oil price is $58.98, which is Brent crude in London. The front futures month is down 22 cents per barrel. Last night in the States, as you said earlier on, the Dow Jones up 237 points or 0.9%. And the FTSE this morning is unchanged. Last night, the NASDAQ was up 1.25%. The S&P was up 1%. And in the Far East today, the best mover was the Tokyo market, up 1.2%. Most viewed shares. What have we got, Greg?
Just jump back to the Rand for a minute.
Yes, sure.
So the Rand pushed back to 15 after looking quite strong yesterday. It was a headline on Blimmies, and a couple of people have retweeted it there, especially I think some of the guys from ShareNet, saying there's a possibility of load shedding. They're talking 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. stage two. And as soon as that crossed the screens, then the Rand started to weaken a bit.
Yes, I saw that from J.C. Lowe, the CEO of ShareNet.
Yeah,
yes.
He doesn't miss a thing on J.C. Mm. But, you know, you couldn't imagine a thing at his worst timed. I mean, we've got Moody's 1 November. You've got, obviously, the mini budget and Cyril's, you know, shaking hands there in London. Mm. And, I mean, the first thing you'll ask, but you said everything's fine. Why is there load shedding?
Yeah, that's the first for quite, actually for many, many months, probably 6 months, maybe even longer since we've had some load shedding in South Africa.
Yeah, it's super unpleasant, really. I mean, even here at the office, obviously, a massive generator downstairs. But you know, it's obviously running the computers and everything. But then, of course, the air conditioning goes off, and most days it's in sort of 30 degrees here in Joburg. So. Yeah. I'll see everybody come to work in shorts.
Well, a terrifying prospect. Most viewed shares, Steinhoff, Sasol, EOH and Naspers. EOH is the interesting one this week anyway. It's made a reappearance in the most viewed shares. 14.04 at the moment, up nearly 4%. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is an opportunity, Greg. Double bottom and all that sort of thing.
Yes, I mean, the kitchen sink, everything that you can imagine there. I mean, prior to all of this news, the share was around 25 Rand. So it's at 14 Rand, 88, up another 10% today. Just looking at some technicals and some stuff last night. I mean, just imagine the share was 170 Rand once. So now, you know, back in the day, 10% move would have been meaningful. In this case, it's a Rand 36. But certainly the people that wanted to sell have probably sold, and speculators probably coming in thinking there's probably value. I think they gave a NAV of around 19 Rand. But certainly it looks as though they've done a proper cleanup there, and let's wish them all of the best.
Yes, indeed. Just going back to the Dow Jones as well, I conducted an interview quite late last night, actually, in between watching football matches with Lee Adler, who's actually blocked you on social media, apparently. He's taken offence to something that you said.
Take that as a victory. You're a coward.
But anyway,
you want to take me on.
He was talking about quantitative easing again, and he came up with all these statistics, and they're not calling it QE, but the Fed is injecting between 60 and 80 billion a month into the system again, having withdrawn it last year. Now they've been going actually into quantitative tightening. Now they're back to QE. It's extraordinary.
Yeah, it is really. And I mean, I think Mr. Trump must be aware of the fact that there is a real possibility the US could go into a recession. Obviously, the yield curves and all those type of things. So you're playing a dangerous game of chicken here with a trade deal. And I think it must be weighing on his mind a little bit. But certainly, in the background, you're hearing all those type. You're really a very bright guy, understands the numbers, and you know, really getting to the nuts and bolts, which most people are overlooking. But certainly, the Fed looks as though they need to maybe stimulate a bit, which seems insane with the jobs numbers the way they are.
Harmony is the best mover this morning, according to Sharenet.co.za's top five major moves page. It's up 2.7%. Sibanye is up 2 1/3. Anglo American Platinum is 2.2% higher. African Rainbow Minerals up 2.2%. And Anglo Gold Ashanti, 1.8%. This really does illustrate how important the Rand is to half of the JSE.
Yes, because I know a lot of my clients play in the gold space, and obviously long Harmony and long Sibanye. Watching the prices in New York last night, almost dreading this morning, and then Eskom coming to the rescue, weakening the Rand, and Harmony, which was battered down yesterday, Sibanye, which was also under pressure, also bounced back a little bit. So yes, it's a, you know, that's what probably must focus the market's mind on how important you know, those Rand levels are for traders, especially in gold counters.
Property, again, a featuring, but this time in the bottom five. Investec Property down 3.25%, Hammerson down 3.1%, Investec PLC, the bank, obviously, down 2.1%, Capco, Capital and Counties, down 2%, and Motus down 1.7%, all over the place. The short-term day traders must hope that this Brexit thing is going to carry on and on.
Yes, because, I mean, those are all obviously the properties, and obviously, you know, the PLC of Investec is the London-listed one. So as the story of a possible Brexit gets positive, then all of those things rally, and they're on the top five up. And then, of course, those say you could have been cut and paste, and now they're all on the bottom when people are thinking a Brexit's less likely. But the thing is, with you can't wait for the Brexit to be signed and then start buying these things. You know, the market, they're always discounting the future. So that's why you're going to get these type of moves.
Okay, Greg, after 1 hour and 2 minutes of trading, give me the JSE indices, please.
Sure. Banks down 1%. Financials down 0.75%. Industrials up 0.21. Retailers down 1.2. Gold index up 1.17. Platts up 0.33%. Resources up 0.13. That leaves the all share down 0.17, down 93 points, 55,480, 2.7 billion rands worth of trades. You know, a little bit dull, really, the market movement certainly so far this week.
Thanks very much for that. That was the opening with Greg Davies, the head of wealth at Kratos Capital. He'll be back with me at just after 5 o'clock for the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.